music from midnight, Don Letts. Right now, Paul Heaton in for Guy Garvey.
On the day that's been, I realize he's there when I turn the light off and turn over. Nobody knows about my man. They think he's lost on some horizon, and suddenly I find myself listening to a man.
Mind shocker, chief rhyme rocker, boom shakalaka, park jam, street blocker, 81 summer heat, big beat knocker, rang dang doogie, the dang, the dang doogie, zooty bang bang, two train to the boogie, born in the Bronx, raised in Manhattan, I've been to Brooklyn, Queens and Staten, am I still rapping, what you trying to tell me, hit him with the 12 inch, slap him with the LP, God please help me to understand you, walking around fronting like you got something brand new, now I don't know what, y'all been told, but if you're hot, you're hot, and if you're not, you're cold. If you slip, you trip, but if you hip, you're hot. And if it don't flip, then it's bound to flop. If it don't touch the bottom, won't hit the top. And if you can't rap, then you need to stop. Then you need to stop.
Six music.
When I was just a little boy,
when I was just
the devil, he called my name.
When I was just a boy,
he said, who do you think you're fooling?
When I was just a boy,
now I'm a consecrated man.
When I was just a boy,
I remember I used to sing in the Sunday choir. My mama loved me.
She loved me.
She loved
me. She loved me.
She used to get on her knees and she hugged me. My mama loved me like a rock.
She loved me, loved me, loved me, loved me, loved me.
Now I've grown to be a man.
Grown to be a man.
The devil called my name.
Grown to be a man.
He said, who do you think you're fooling?
Grown to be a man.
Now I'm a consummated man.
Grown to be a man.
I remember standing doing the best I can. My mama loved me.
She loved me.
Oh, she loved
me. She loved
me. She used to get on her knees and she hugged me. My mama loved me like a rock.
She loved me, loved me, loved me, loved me, loved me. Right.
If I was the president,
was the president,
Congress called my name,
was the president.
If they say, who do you think I'm fooling?
Who do you think you're fooling?
Now I'm a man,
now I'm a man.
Doing the
She loved me like the rock of ages.
She loved me.
Love me like a rock.
My mama loved me.
Love me like a rock.
My mama loved me.
Love me like a rock.
My mama loved me.
Love me like a rock.
My mama loved me.
Love me like a rock.
My mama loved me.
Love me like a rock.
My mama loved me.
Love me like a rock.
My mama loved me.
Love me like a rock.
My mama loved me.
Love me like a rock.
My mama loved me.
Love me like a rock.
My mama loved me.
Love me like a rock.
My mama loved me.
Love me like a rock.
My mama loved me.
Love me like a rock.
My mama loved me.
Love me like a rock.
My mama loved me.
Love me like a rock.
My mama loved me.
Love me like a rock.
My mama loved me.
Love me like a rock.
My mama loved me.
Love me like a rock.
My mama loved me.
Love me like a rock.
My mama loved me.
Love me like a rock.
I know she loved me.
Love me like a rock.
My mama loved me.
Love me like a rock.
My mama loved me.
Love me like a rock.
I'm Paul Heaton, standing in for Guy Garvey, and that was The Persuasions with Love Me Like a Rock, and before that, DJ Andy Smith with The Document 2. And Guy Garvey, who is away at the moment and has been away for several weeks, recording an album, apparently, but I saw him actually earlier on today, and he wasn't recording anything to do with any sort of album. He was, well, to be honest, he was on his bicycle, and he looked very... He wasn't in recording mode. We'll call it gardening leave, for Guy's sake. And, Pete, you were late today. Do you want to explain to us why you were late?
Yeah, I couldn't get in the car park. It was absolutely rammed down there. I don't know what's going on today.
Well, the annoying thing is, Guy Garvey, although he's not a driver, has got his own parking space, as has several other people.
Well, in fact, that was the only free space, and it had a bollard there which clearly said, "Don't park in my space, I'm away." Don't park in my space.
I think. Do you know what I think it is?
What's that?
I think it's for his beard.
Do you think so?
Yes, I
well,
do.
He doesn't drive. I know he doesn't drive.
And of course, The Persuasions, who were from Brooklyn, New York, singing "Love Me Like a Rock." Loving someone like a rock could be rather difficult. I mean, Paul Simon wrote the lyrics, and I thought when I first heard this track, maybe he's written it about art. You know, they famously didn't get on, did they?
That's right. Yeah.
And I thought, maybe why aren't you talking to me? Because I'm loving you like a rock. What do you think of that? Has anybody ever loved you like a rock?
Yeah, I think they have.
Well, then
or
I'm going
cold
to...
and stony.
Well, I think I'm going to love you like a desk. This is Our Broken Garden with The Blinding. They're from Copenhagen. And I'll talk about them afterwards.
Thank you.
Our Broken Garden with The Blinding, and Our Broken Garden are from Copenhagen. Pete, my drummer, is sat here with me today to keep me company. And Pete, did you know you can't actually break a garden unless you're a giant? Did you know that?
I didn't know. I learn a lot on this show.
Well, I haven't got a garden, unlike Garvey. I've got a yard, and our whole street is actually full of people without gardens. And you can see us from a mile away. I think you can always see, and particularly a man who hasn't got a garden. Nick over the road from me, I saw him outside a sort of garden-ish shop the other day, and he was picking things up and putting them back down again, you know, a bit sadly. And same with Roger and Birgit next door, really. I see them pulling up outside the garden centre, looking hopeful, and then Birgit wags her finger and says, "No, Roger, we haven't got a garden." It's ingrained in our every expression. Every television show with... All right, Pete.
Sorry about that.
Every television show with Kim Wilde in it, we tend to turn over. But I thought it was a beautiful song by Our Broken Garden. They remind me a little bit of the Canadian band Stars, strangely enough. And this is a band an act who supported us recently, Gavin Glass. Do you remember Gavin Glass?
Yeah, he was a lovely bloke.
You should do. He supported us on our last tour in Ireland. And I think one of the advantages of having somebody, well, we were doing an Irish tour, having somebody from Ireland supporting you is much better fun, is it not? This is Gavin Glass with Just Like Rome.
Oh, Clapton on Six Music.
Tin Hat Trio with Same Shirt, Different Day, and before that, the lovely Gavin Glass with Just Like Rome. And I just only just noticed that Gavin does sing a little bit like Burna out of U2, does he not?
Yeah, I think he does a little.
In a good
so.
Way.
In
and
a good way.
All that, he hasn't got the hedge and all that sort of stuff around. And yes. The song Just Like Rome, and it always strikes me when I've only been to Rome a couple of times, is those defenders, quite often people defending the royal family over here say, yeah, but if you got rid of the royal family, nobody would come. But I go to Rome and I don't see too many centurions, and also they don't stop me getting into the Colosseums and palaces. So I think we could get rid of them and just have like little wax dummies and things like that. So Rome is a good example. Still very attractive to tourists, and no centurions to sort of stick swords in you and stuff like that. And after that, it was Tin Hat Trio with Same Shirt, Different Day. They're from San Francisco, California. And I did actually try a similar thing, well, other way around. I tried the same trousers for a year.
Did you?
Yeah, I had a bet with a mate at school in an office that I'd wear the same trousers for a year. And unfortunately, the zip went after about 8 months. I mean, Mum couldn't fix zips on trousers, so she put these Velcros, like a Velcro zip. So every time I went to the toilet in public, like that, this enormous, horrible tearing sound.
It's quick release, though, don't you think? That sounds like a great idea.
It was quick release. I never had any troubles, but it was just a bit embarrassing. I was only 17 or 18 at the time, and the trousers were stretchy ones as well. They were like, I don't know, there was a lot wrong with my life at that time, really. Anyway, this is Nathaniel Rateliff with Oil and Lavender. And now, Nathaniel Rateliff, right, I've got a bit of an issue here. He's from Denver, Colorado, originally from Bay, Missouri, and it's come with this sort of like blurb which says he was originally, you know, his mother and father were devout churchgoers. He was born singing around a piano. He discovered, you know, he was playing a guitar at four, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, he discovered a Led Zeppelin tape in a barn. No, you didn't. You know, this is a shock. These people, these American artists, they grow beards so we can't recognise them from school because they were bullied at school for playing the recorder till they were 21. Am I not right?
You are right. That is right.
Yeah, so...
Careful.
So, Nathaniel, come clean. You weren't born around a piano. Your mum and dad weren't devout churchgoers like Kings of Leon or anything like that. You were actually bullied for wearing odd socks. This is Nathaniel Rateliff.
And being outside your wisdom and stretching the truth, I was the oil and lavender. but never for you. Well, you had to toil and sit in. The sun bronzed your skin. They burned all the alabaster till the ash choked the wind. They say it's the longest light to ever have shone. You say it's the longest light that nobody knows. You say it's the longest light, and I still taste the smoke. Now only the grateful remember the sleep in the stone. With all of your grace and thunder, the roll in the boom. I was the cloak and dagger that snuck into you. And we have but one life finger that's pointing it out. And that would be the longest night and chill bane to bone. That would be the longest night to sleep here alone. That would be the longest night to think you'd be warmer, closer to me.
And that was, of course, Nathaniel Rateliff with Oil and Lavender from Denver, Colorado. Well, so he says, Bay, Missouri originally. As I said, I've got a problem with people who grow beards and disguise. Not with people with beards per se. Garvey, believe it. Other people with beards. Who's famous who's had a beard, Pete?
I'm not famous. I've got a beard.
You're not famous
ZZ
yet.
ZZ Top. Well, you know what I love about ZZ Top is that the one without a beard, his last name is Beard.
Well, that's really clever. I mean, if I'd have come up with an idea like that, I think my career may have had more longevity.
Yeah.
Mind you, I don't know if I've longevved ZZ Top. Have I longevved them?
Maybe you have.
How long have they been jevving?
I don't know. I think what you
I
need
think
to
longer
do,
than me.
You need to do a video that features you in a car park of a, well, in a forecourt of a fuel station.
Is that what I need to do?
Yeah, with girls in leather
I
and
need
big
you
beards.
Coming along to my record company meetings with suggestions like this. I girls think... in leather, big beards. That's what I need from life. Well, not just from life. I need it from my record company meetings as well. Another band who turned up to see us on the tour were Admiral Fallow, who I've played on this beautiful station before. And lovely Kev and Louis came along to watch us in Glasgow, and they were... lovely people.
They were great, really friendly. Lovely.
It's weird because people say you shouldn't meet your heroes. And they've only had one album out, and I'm really keen on them. And after speaking to them, I was even more keen. When I met Al Green, who was a proper hero, I just went, like a little sort of, you know, like fluttered my eyelashes and
is
all that.
Is that why when I went round, you had lots of posters up of them, you had a candle and you were dressed like the singer? You had a little stick-on beard. Is that what that
no,
was about?
No, to be
and
honest.
You asked me to learn clarinet.
I did ask you to learn clarinet, but it wasn't for that reason. this is from what I feel is the album of the year, Boots Met My Face, by Admiral Fallow. This is Squealing Pigs.
Make a cut with your hands to take a drink, in the same way that your father did. And throw a stone upon the river's lid. Watch the circles take you home. Blow the smoke and watch it leave your lungs. And high or not, think of what you've done. Have you not considered life beneath the thumb of flying solo in your home? Cause sometimes it's who, not what you do. Just cause your father did doesn't mean that you should too. In a year. Don't you think about your actions? Counterweight dire reactions. Zero soul, you're a loser, so don't you go away from here. Your mind's a minefield in a minor. Just falling like some mindless stray. We're your friends, you see, is what they say. Don't you go away from here. Yes, I'm sinking feeling of being alone. And it's the way it makes you screech and pulls the skin off your bones. And I can't help but think as I pick my mouth off the floor. But you still know me in a year. And it's the way it makes you screech and pulls the skin off your bones. And I can't help but think as I pick my mouth off the floor, will you still know me in a year? Yes, I'm sinking feeling of being alone. And it's the way it makes you screech and pulls the skin off your bones.
To listen to Sean Keaveney.
Great reasons to wake up with me.
Number 9.
I've got the guests you really want to hear, like Professor Brian Cox.
They were ancient civilizations. They were pretty good at building stuff, but they didn't invent batteries.
Music. Reason number 1837.
I have a spectacular back catalogue of comedy voices.
The producer said to me,
Sean, come on.
You lost it years ago, mate.
Excellent.
Reason number 486001.
I'm brimming with wisdom. If I were a Spider-Man villain, I would develop a giant glass and a piece of paper to scoop Spider-Man out of.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
And also, have your HQ at the top of a long pole covered in anti-climb paint, and you'll never be able to get to it.
Monday morning from 7.
Who needs a million reasons to listen?
On BBC Six Music. Paul Heaton.
BBC Six Music.
And maybe going like a general electric dam. The lights I'm blinking, I'm thinking is all over when I'm out there drinking. Oh, taking my mind slow. That's why I don't trouble with the big four. Oh, bro, I got to maintain her. Cause I better like me going insane.
Insane in the membrane.
Insane in the membrane.
Insane in the membrane.
Insane in the membrane.
The fat belly getting fatter. The fat boy dip and diet. Don't try it. The chicken rot.
wicked like a looter in a riot. Much too fast like a sumo, kicking your ass, leaving your face in the grass. You know, I don't like it very lightly. The punk get jealous and they can't outright me. We pick that style, wicked and wild. The happy face, brother, you never see me smile. We got to maintain, I explain. And this brother is going insane. Insane in the membrane, insane in the brain. Come, insane in the membrane. Trumpet, let me hit that gong on the breaking of something soon. I've got to get my props. Cops come for traffic, snatch my crops. These pigs want to blow my house down. And the heads on the ground to the next town. They get mad when they come to raid my bag. I'm out in the night, those kind. And when they aren't your violent gene, they can't hide from the red light beam. No, you believing in the unseen. Look, but don't make your eyes this chain. Cause this brother is going insane. Under the ass man, not to let my end.
Prince Fatty with Insane in the Brain. Prince Fatty actually is Mike Pelanconi from Brighton, England. And before that, Admiral Fowler with Squealing Pigs. Do you want to hear a nice, beautiful, romantic song, Pete? Would you fancy
hearing
something
like
that? Well, Solomon Burke unfortunately died recently, and he was a big favourite of mine when I was wearing trousers for a year, bendy trousers, stretchy trousers, and trousers with Velcro zips. He was very much my hero, and I was very sad when he passed on recently. And like a true fan, in 1979, when not many people were listening to his records, I was still listening to him. He became hip again, you know, a little bit later when Elvis Costello and I think Van Morrison, people like that, began to record with him. But this is a song called Sidewalks, Fences and Walls from 1979, when I don't think he was selling many records really, and it's just incredibly romantic. It's about going back to where you wrote your original graffiti, and you know, he says, now I write my letters with a fancy pen. And I was thinking about it the other day, about the actual message in the song, and I think, a bit like arranged marriage, I think if you carve somebody's name into a tree, mm-hmm. that should be it. I don't think you should be able to get divorced or get another girlfriend or out like that. Am I being extreme there or not?
Pretty extreme, because like people have tattoos all the time.
Yeah, tattoos is different. Tattoos is not romantic. Carving, you know, like chalking somebody's name on a wall or carving something on a wall, I think that's really romantic. Tattoos, I'm not talking about tattoos, Pete. You always have to bring it down to your horrible sailor humour, don't you?
Yes,
well,
I do.
Let the listeners decide. This is Solomon Burke with Sidewalks, Fences and Walls.
Crooked heart drawn in chalk on an old brick wall, scrawly writing in the heart that told one and all. Saw love's Mary on sidewalks, fences, and walls. The rains that fell washed away those hearts and childish groans, but the love that filled those hearts were big when we were small. And I wrote somebody wrote across my heart, ain't love so grand? Oh, so grand, so grand,
so grand.
Now I write my lips with a fancy pen, but my mind goes back to the chalk every now and then. Solomon loves Mary, came straight from my heart, but like all the other kids, one day we had a heart. Now Mary's married to Billy, but I can recall Solomon loves Mary. Solomon loves Mary. Solomon loves Mary. On sidewalks, fences. Hey, 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 hey. Yesterday I walked by there to reminisce again. Saw a child that looked like Mary, my childhood friend. She was writing a love letter to the boy of her dreams. Then a mother walked up. I knew her, but she didn't know me. I stood there in a day, my mind repeating the phrase, Solomon loves Mary. Solomon loves Mary. Solomon loves Mary. On sidewalks, fences. Hey, hey,
hey, hey. And walls.
And walls.
Can't help but remember the day, sidewalk, fence, and walls.
Oh, how it takes my heart away. Sidewalk, fences, and walls.
Walls. I remember writing the heart in the tree, saying I love you, you love me. I remember writing your name. I can see it parade.
Solomon Burke with Sidewalks, Fences and Walls. A very sad and very romantic song. I actually went back to Sheffield to see if I could see any of my old graffiti or carvings on trees, and I found one of my brother's, Adrian, it was called AD, and it was AD plus Tracy, and it was Tracy Hall, and I think he'd only been about 13 at the time, and I'd never seen him so happy, and since then he's never really been the same. But yeah, I'm sticking my neck out. Carvings on trees, to me, says forever. Especially if you put forever with a four on it. That, to me, means you stick with that, lass. I'm old-fashioned. Call me an old-fashioned tree-carving-loving guy, but that's what I am. Pete?
I just want to bring the show back to your trousers, back to your Velcro days, because I'm sat here, it's Thursday, it's not that warm, and you've got your shorts on.
I have got my shorts on because I've had a hernia operation, which was from my cycling, our cycling trip, and down please. And unfortunately, I had a little hernia around my belly button that sort of burst out. And I won't go into too many details because I'm a little soldier, and I don't tend to mention things that, you know, I'm not the sort of person. I'm not a light guy. I don't just like put out things for sympathy. I struggle on. I don't like to mention anything about me, but it's a bloody mess down there at the moment. And we've got a gig on Saturday playing to 16 and 17 year olds, and I'm going to look very, very old, unfortunately. All right, Pete.
Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. I think we might have got one listener crying there.
Speaking about being very old, I was born when that track was out.
You were born.
How old were you?
I was 17. I could be your father if, you know.
Dad?
No.
Dad?
Pete, I've got a full head of hair.
Dad?
It's 17 years older than you, yeah.
And I don't have a hernia.
Yeah, you don't have a hernia. That's one of the advantages of being Pete. This is a band from Leicester called Charlie and the Martyrs, and they're singing a song called Kenny James Tale. I have no idea who Kenny James is, but I actually listened to the lyrics as well. I still don't know who it is. I know Kenny James is a character of My Name is Earl. He's an American footballer and he's a singer, but I don't think it's about any of these people, to be honest. This is Charlie and the Martyrs.
On 6 Music.
Oh,
Delaney and Bonnie and Friends, Only You and I Know, and before that was Charlie and the Martyrs. Delaney and Bonnie and Friends, I've got a bit of an issue here. They're friends, right? This is Delaney Bramlett and Bonnie Bramlett. I think their main hit was And the Never Ending Song of Love, that one, right? Which you all know, obviously, with my rendition banging it right on the money. Dwayne Allman was one of their friends. Eric Clapton, Leon Russell, George Harrison, Gram Parsons and King Curtis. That's cheating. That's like me saying I'm making a solo record and having Gordon Sumner out of Sting on drums, Stevie Wonder on clarinet and digging up Elvis for BVs. Is it not? Do you think that's... It's not friends, is it? Oh,
no.
Yeah, me friends just happen to be one of the Beatles, the best guitarist in the world. That's Dwayne Allman, not Eric Clapton. The best British guitarist in the world, Eric Clapton, not Dwayne Allman. Do you remember what that person said to our guitarist once?
What was that?
To Johnny Lexus. You like the white Eric Clapton?
That was a brilliant comment. It did get said on tour.
A great moment. A great, great moment. What did you think of that anyway, Pete? Delaney and Bonnie and Friends.
I really liked it, you know, in her celebrity life.
I've just been told
I'd like to be there.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. I'd like to be at the party, but I don't think they're just friends. Oh,
I don't think you'd like to be at the party.
Well, no,
not them lot. They'd do your head in.
Well, I might do their head in. It might be a two-way thing. Another person at the Glasgow gig, by the way, I'm just dropping names of people who aren't really very famous. And I did hear that Guy had played Admiral Fallow.
Good on him. Good
yes,
guy.
Yes, he had played Guy. Him. Maybe, you know. But I just want to say we were there first. We yeah. landed on that ship with Admiral on board and we made him buttered scones first. But, Kitty the Lion are also Admiral Fallow friends and Kitty the Lion are even obscurer. So obscure they don't actually exist.
No, they do. We met her. She
we
was
did.
Anna
Meldon
the Lion.
Came backstage. And I think what I feel sorry for when people come backstage these days is backstage used to be a great area. You know, when you're sort of... at the top of your career, everybody wants to get in. Now we can't wait to get out because all there is sort of like broken crisps, warm sandwiches, warm beers, and we run out and people come in and it's just, I don't know, it's a bit sad, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not looking at your violin at any point. But Kitty the Lion, who were, as I said, associates of Admiral Fallow, a very, very talented band, and this is Kitty the Lion with Split Ends.
Same thing. But I still scream and shout when I try to brush the tugs back at me. Cause I was split like a curvy grip, working my bottle just to keep my lips set. And that's when I slipped into some kind of emotional coma. Got my hair cut off, I took all the split ends, cut out the bad friends, it's no loss. Bubble gum. Chew, 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 bubble gum. Chew, 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 chew,
Marvellous Kitty the Lion with Split Ends, with the charming Anna Meldrum on lead vocals there, and they were attendants of our Glasgow gig. We were very, very happy to have them all there. You liked that, didn't you, Pete?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I thought it sounded great. Bit of mandolin coming through. You know, I like the mandolin.
Of course, I wonder there was a reason why.
Three. The news isn't all bad.
I know I shouldn't be laughing, but...
In fact, a lot of it is good, according to Russell.
Some of the genuine excuses from drivers trying to escape motoring offences. My personal favourite. There was a bee around my head, so I sped up to 80 miles per hour in the hope that it couldn't fly from the car. I would have to stay in the backseat area and not distract me.
Russell Howard's Good News, a brand new series, starts this Thursday night at 10:30 on BBC Three TV and online.
Moving on to This Is The Kit next, with a song called Treehouse. Have you ever been up a treehouse?
I haven't, no. I don't think
anybody has.
Do you think they're alive?
I don't know about you. From what I would call a fairly ordinary background, we just had a den in a bush. Do you know what I mean? I don't remember anybody having a treehouse, unless they had a really long garden. I was never invited to a treehouse. That's all I say. I'm quite bitter about that. My nearest experience to a treehouse incident was a terrible, terrible experience. I'll tell you about it very, very quickly. Is my brother was hiding up a tree with three stones, and we dared this kid to go around, and we said, if you go around the tree, a stone will hit you on the head, and I don't want you to repeat this at home or in a park nearby. My brother kept on missing, and eventually I had to pick up a stone and sort of, no, I don't even want to go into it, but ended up with him having sort of a stone on his head.
I don't approve of that.
It was a terrible thing to do, and I went running over and gave him a hug and a kiss, and he was all right about it. This is The Kit and Treehouse.
Of a tree, and what a pair of ears, and what a set of teeth. Ooh. You're warm and resting. Thank you.
BBC. Six Music. On digital. Online. BBC Six Music. Paul Heaton. On Six Music.
Choice I could, what choice I could take the choice I took to take the choices out of your hands and put them in my hands. And it's all good, yeah, it's all good. I got the bag, got the books, skip the town goodbye. With no bad feelings, no heart broke, hit the road. And so I moved to England and started seeing what we're doing. Still doing everything we want. And maybe one day we'll go to rehab or back to Argentina. It's not that far away in the day now. Just hoping someday I'll play my concertina to an arena full of people, or dream my life away, dreaming of the day. When I find my girl, love will be amazing, champion sound. When I find my girl, love will be amazing, champion sound. Argentina, it's not that far away any day now. Was hoping someday I'll play my concertina to an arena full of people, or dream my life away, dreaming of the day I would find my love to be. When I see her, I'ma say yeah. I'm on my hope, she say yeah. I wanna try to say it's that someday. Wanna find my girl, love will be amazing, champion sound. Wanna find my girl, love will be amazing, champion sound.
Music.
Won't be long. We'd have your walk home.
Alice Jago with Cotton On Girl, and Alice Jago from Dublin Ireland, and again with Gavin Glass, supported us recently on our Irish tour, and she was absolutely charming and fantastic. And before that was Crystal Fighters with Champion Sound. Crystal Fighters from Navarra in Spain, or the Basque part of Spain. And I have a lovely memory from the Basque part of Spain when I was hitchhiking in 1983. I think I was around Irun or Hendaye around there, and I was staying the night under a pelota court. Do you know what a pelota court is?
I don't know.
I knew you wouldn't. I had to look it up. Well, I couldn't remember the name of the sport, and it's like a really fast, speedy game with rackets, and you throw it against the wall, and it's quite dangerous, and it's a Basque game, a rackets game with it. And in the morning, I heard what I thought was a fox trying to, because I was sleeping underneath the court, and I heard what I thought was a fox rustling around, and when I woke up in the morning, very cold, I saw a bottle of milk and some cheese, and the local milkman had seen me under there and left me a lovely cheese and milk combination. Don't you think that's lovely?
I do, yeah.
You're in tears, aren't you, Pete?
I am. That's pretty nice.
And Alice Jago, what I call the Riley flag, and I occasionally call the Robinson badge. You know, when you think you've discovered a musician or some music, and a little bit like Scott of the Antarctic, when was it somebody like Edmondson or something like that got there first from Norway and put his flag in there? I always have that feeling that Riley's got there first and puts his little flag in. And I know Mr. Robinson does this, what I call the Robinson badge, on MySpace. Where his little smiling face got there first. It's just a bit annoying. So we're hoping that Alice Jago hasn't been done by the Riley flag or the Robinson badge. This is Doug Paisley, Digging in the Ground. Doug's from Toronto in Ontario, Canada. And digging in the ground is not something you should do without a responsible adult. I shan't tell you any digging in the ground stories whatsoever. This is Doug, and let's hope the Riley flag hasn't got there first.
Yesterday, up behind the town, in the barren clay, in the morning sun, in the haze of noon, into the deep twilight, sang a little tune. Great sea swell and the tumbling sparrow, digging in the ground, digging in the ground, towards the great fireball and the secret marrow. To divide body.
started from a soul. Beneath a broad blue sky, ceaseless toil for a vein of gold, a river of oil, digging in the ground, digging in the ground, in the dying light. All alone, we go digging in the ground, digging for shards and bones.
And I'm loving it here, and that's why I've decided no more disgusting new exciting music. I want quintessential sophisticated ensemble. Oh yeah. Oh no, that's not what I want. I want some Beethoven, please.
Yeah, baby.
Oh yeah, that's the joint.
Turn that down.
Nah, man, why?
Because it's smoky.
No, I want something like a Mozart, maybe.
Yeah, you know it. Rewind selected. This just ain't gonna work, man.
Huey Morgan.
Great music, great guests, and me.
Back Monday morning from 10
on BBC Six Music. Paul Heaton on Six Music.
We'll be right back.
Otis Clay with The Only Way Is Up, which is ironic because his career went straight down the pan after that song, as did Yaz's, I think. I think she may have been a one-hit wonder with that. It's a sort of Macbeth of a pop song, isn't it? We could do a version of it in reserve.
Yeah.
Reverse, I mean. Like, The Only Way Is Down, and maybe have the opposite effect.
Or maybe we could just sing it all backwards and it really would be in reverse.
Yeah, exactly. Occasionally, sometimes, I feel you have to play a song that you can, you know, sing along to, dance along to, but you have no idea what it's about. It could mean anything or nothing. Do you ever get that feeling?
Yeah, I do. Normally, I mean, I still listen to Mr. Blobby's single.
Which, yeah, it didn't really make sense.
Blobby,
on first
Blobby,
listen.
Blobby.
Yeah. Any other ones that you...
I feel that I mean, I'm a fan, but I do feel that way about Sigur Rós as well.
Yeah.
I ain't got a clue what they're on about.
No, well, this is a song a little bit like that. And it's a Swedish band called Maskinen, and the song's called Bränna. I've got a friend coming over from Sweden soon, so I'll be able to get him to translate for me. But anybody else listening, hard luck.
Till alla er som sväljer ner en hjärtmedicin med Red Bull, ni förstår vad jag menar. Maskinen med style och vibe. Känner du det bränner ifrån tårna upp till hjärnan och hela vägen ifrån Tornedalen ner till Värnamo. Jag har ärslat en Red Bull, en riktig hjärtekrossade. Beatet låter som när någon spelar på en kastrumme, sånt som man äter soppa med. Oh, oh, yeah. Så ner på golvet och bara rocka med. Ta ett blås, släpp fångarna loss, alla de som har varit kopplade. Det hänger kedjor och krokar på taket. Slakt husstämning, jag roar mig i baren. Baby, du hörde den på radion. Du techno, viking och kona med baren. Vi snackar portugais, vi snackar body rock. Kommunikation med munnen eller kroppen kort och gott. Antar att vi redan rankade kungar. Då alla vet att gangsters inte dansar, de buggar. Här har du originalet, alla kategorier. Jag kollar honom i barnen, kallas jag har det på tungan, vad var det du undrar? Mitt namn är Abba, Abba, Fassi. Känner ingen ånger, nej, jag känner ingen ånger. Känner du det bränner inom mig? Känner du det bränner inom mig? Känner du det bränner inom mig? Känner ingen ånger, nej, jag känner ingen ånger, nej. Känner du det bränner inom mig? Känner du det bränner inom mig? Känner du det bränner inom mig? Jag känner ingen ånger, jag känner ingen ånger, nej. Känner ingen ånger, 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 känner ingen ånger. Hela klubben bara bounce som en luger check. Hela klubben bara bounce som en luger check. Coola kids kan aldrig döma för mig, kan jag göra ett undantag. Jag öppnar på munnen och domnar i gommen och känslan på klubben är underbar. Jag spelar brännbord med 15 svenska tjänster. Det bränns som en ål i min hemstad. Sedan dit jag kommer rullar in i Berlin. Rullar sedan till jag rullar, resten fattar väl ni. Ni andra får väl lov att fråga något som säljer spi. Och jag lovar att ni kommer få ett sämre liv. Så jag beställer en drink och jag beställer en liggande åtta med shotar och bam, jag är borta. Någon sträcker fram en rute knäckt och ber mig skriva mitt telefonen med penna, det är slut på blek. Ristar på någon över med ljusen släkt. Och när de tänder sig det ut som att de skjutit helt. Så hela klubben bara bounce som en lugercheck. Bounce som en lugercheck. Klubben bara bounce som en lugercheck. Bounce som en lugercheck. Bara bounce som en lugercheck. Bounce som en lugercheck. Klubben bara bounce som en lugercheck. Bounce som en lugercheck. Check. Känner du det bränner inom mig? Jag känner ingen ånger, jag känner ingen ånger, nej. Jag känner du det bränner inom mig? Känner du det bränner inom mig? Känner du det bränner inom mig? Känner ingen ånger, nej. Jag känner ingen ånger, nej. Jag känner du det bränner inom mig? Jag känner du det bränner inom mig? Jag känner du det bränner inom mig? Nej, jag känner ingen ånger, nej. Jag känner ingen ånger. Jag känner du det bränner inom mig? Jag känner du det bränner inom mig? Jag känner du det bränner inom mig? Nej, jag känner ingen ånger, nej. Jag känner ingen ånger. Jag känner ingen ånger. Känner ingen ånger. Känner ingen ånger. Känner ingen ånger. Känner ingen ånger, 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 känner ingen ånger.
Paul Heaton on Six Music.
We'll walk through the city at night and talk about what holds no relevance. Swaying and stumbling with my arm around yours, I can see pink elephants.
And the smell of kebab meats and sausage and batter will always remind me of you. In the chip shop at the end of the night, making sure I get some food. So kiss me underneath this lamppost light. I know it smells a piss, but you look beautiful tonight. Yeah, you look beautiful tonight. You look beautiful tonight. No waiting for this bloody bus. But I'll hold you tight so you don't get cold. You never want to fuss. Well, I kiss you after you've thrown up in the gutter. I'd do anything for you. A broken heart and a poison liver, but we will stumble through. So kiss me underneath this lamppost light. I know it smells of piss, but you look beautiful tonight.
King Blues with Underneath This Lamppost, and just occasionally a song makes you feel romantic about a place, and that makes me feel that way about London, and they're from Crouch End stroke Muswell Hill, the King Blues, and we played with them in the summer, didn't we, as well? We played Glastonbury.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we played on Billy Bragg stage.
And before that was Maskinin with Branna. Maskinin means the machine in Sweden, and they're from Ronneby and Uppsala. And as I said, I don't really know what that song's about at all, but obviously we know about the King Blues song. And I think it mentioned battered sausage, did it not?
I think it did.
Beautiful, and beautiful strings as well. On the bicycle tour, we had a fantastic view of London as we came in, and I was fearing coming into London on bicycle, and it's not something I've done before, and I was fearing going out, but on the way out, me and Gus, who I was travelling with, were getting beeped by everybody, and I realised that we'd just been on TalkSport doing interviews, and it was actually friendly beeps of people who realised what we were doing, and they were giving us little waves, which was very nice, a very nice change from the normal traffic noise that you get, or the traffic reaction you get in London. Next up are Burnt Island from Glasgow, Scotland. We've been playing a lot of Scottish music tonight, but I think Guy's quite a Scottish name, isn't it? Guy Garvey sounds it to me. I always understood he was from Scotland before I met him. A marvellous thing about Manchester is the variety of characters you do get in Manchester. You do get your Gallaghers, who may be a number 11 on the volume switch, and people like Guy and people like Paul Scholes, who are a bit more quiet and modest and also fun. This is Burnt Island with A Supposedly Fun Thing to Do.
That I'm leaving home. I'm sick of waiting for permission to get started. Now the fires are all out. It's getting harder to be sure of who began then. Yeah, we did some things. Yeah, we went some places. Call me if you can remember them. I'll be on the boat. Should be filling in the holes, but probably I'm staying. While all the waters rising around me, supposedly fun thing. I will never do again is just beginning. To come to an end, despite the prayers of many others, all because of them. Yeah, we did some things. Yeah, we went some places. Call me if you can remember them. I'll be on the boat. Should be filling the holes, but probably I'm staying. If I'm the last man in Europe to
to agree. Keep it in the family, keep it all unspoken. It's easier than keeping to the truth.
Burnt Island with, I pronounced the name of the song wrong. What was it, Pete?
It was a supposedly fun thing, I'll Never Do Again.
Yeah, well, I don't know what I said, but it wasn't that. And thank you for pointing that out to me, Pete.
It's
because
right.
Without any live listeners, we'd be all over the place if it wasn't for you. A supposedly fun thing I'll never do again was when I was young, me and my mate jumped out of this top building, and again, I advise you not to do it, and we're landing in a tree and showing off to people that we could jump out of a building and land in a tree. But unfortunately, as it went on and on, less of the tree was left, you know, until you had to jump right out and flatten the tree, and it was looked absolutely hilarious. Me and my mate Trotsky doing it, we had a little crowd of people watching us. We thought it was very funny but very dangerous. Have you got any supposedly fun things you'll never do again?
Probably getting married.
Oh.
I mean, yeah, it was a fun thing, supposedly, mates. It wasn't, I guess. Organising it and then paying the bill is the supposedly fun part. but yeah, it was a very good fun thing to do.
Well,
and
I'm
I'll
sure
never
was.
Do it again.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you're not going to get married again, because I came to that wedding and I would feel as though I'd want my money back if you were going to do it again. Not yeah. that I give you any money.
No, well, I know
but,
what you mean.
Yeah, it was a grand day, and I think it would cheapen it if you went and did that five or six times. This is Justin Townes Earl with One More Night in Brooklyn.
Tired of laying in bed, listening to the water run. Ceiling's falling in, baby's dress is covered in dust. So I don't care what it costs. Baby, dust that old thing off. Yeah, it's one more night in Brooklyn. Baby, we're getting lost. I ain't taking you home. I found a little place that'll do. It'll never match the beauty of a Tennessee spring, but it's something new. So let them say what they say. I'll find a way, we'll make it pay. It's one more night in Brooklyn. Baby, that's all I can take. I'm tired of waiting on you, waiting on the train. Tired of your late night calls with the same old complaints. And so you pack up your bags, start looking west for tonight. Ordering in, making damn sure we don't leave nothing behind. 'Cause baby, put your hands on me. Let's get real and just go to sleep. It's one more night in Brooklyn. Baby, it's just you and me. One more night, huh?
Justin Townes Earl with One More Night in Brooklyn. And I think his son of Steve Earl there, he apparently began on, unfortunately began on drugs at the age of 12 and had a serious addiction by 15 or 16, but he's now straight. And that's the maybe the problem with some of these American artists. You can't tell what's drugs. I mean, Aladdin is banned over there, isn't it? I think, is it?
Everything
I've
is.
Just made that up, but I think I mean, James Dean apparently was only doing 35 in a built-up area when he crashed, and the biggest ever rock and roller, Elvis, died overdosing on Tixie Licks baby syrup. Paris Hilton's gone to jail over peddling Calpol in New York nightclubs. These are all made up, by the way, so don't be angry with me, will you? Do you know the song Galileo, Pete?
No, I don't.
Declan O'Rourke. It's quite a standard. It's got Riley's flag in it, don't worry. This is Eddie Reader's version of it, and it's rather beautiful.
Galileo fell in love as a Galilean boy, and he wondered what in heavens who'd invented such a joy. Question got the better of his scientific mind, and to his blind and dying day, he'd look up high and often sigh and sometimes cry. Who puts the rainbows in the sky? Someone so divine, someone like you made them mine. Love can make you ask some funny questions now and then, but just remember the alternative. My lips were cold as ice. Still, you kissed me, and good heavens, now I'm here in paradise. So, if ever I'm not kissing you or looking in your eyes, I won't be blind and I won't cry. I'll look up high and gladly sigh. Thank the guy who put the rainbows in the sky. Who lights the stars at night. Who dreamt up someone so
to Thursday nights from 9.
It's a finely honed and balanced 3 hours. If you pick out one bit, the whole lot could fall down like some sort of musical Jenga.
Gideon Coe.
Carefully chosen music. Beautiful, loud,
gentle,
sometimes terrifying. And I'll mix it up. Best bits in between come from the listeners. I go home at midnight. That's it.
Archive concert tracks.
Music archive is a wonderful thing, and I'm glad my show gets to celebrate so much of it. One of the best things is the polite applause you get from early 1970s audiences, which contrasts nicely with the bellowing, whooping Herberts of more recent shows.
Thank you.
Gideon Coe.
Simply, it can make washing up slightly more bearable.
Monday to Thursday nights from 9.
Even for those with dishwashers.
On 6 Music. Paul Heaton. On 6 Music.
We'll be right back.
fingerprints on the murder weapon. One of them come, I'm gonna kill them dead. Two of them come, I'm gonna run them red. Without a trace, I'll send them to their beds. And another one dead. Watch, I got my Glock on my waist. You want to get acquainted to Betsy, or you want to meet my Glock Charlie? Yeah. Shine your gun, shine your gun, shine your gun right now. Shine your gun, shine your gun. It's time for the showdown.
Tricky with Murder Weapon, Axe Massive Attack, rapper sing song about Cluedo, shock. The murder weapon that confused me, Pete,
yeah,
in Cluedo was the candlestick.
Why is that?
Well, because you've got a piece of lead piping.
Yeah.
You've got a spanner.
Yeah.
Why complicate things with a candlestick? I think it was just so posh. I don't know, maybe so posh people thought, I'm not going to hit him with a spanner or a piece of lead piping or something uncouth like that. I'm going to get a bloody candlestick. I'm going to hit him on the head with it hard until he's dead.
I just think it's that they came in unprepared and looked around, and that's what was on the fireplace behind them. That's the only thing they had. That's my take on it.
So you don't think they went in there with a motive for murder?
No, they forgot the lead piece of piping or the spanner.
Oh, I see, yeah. I didn't think of things like that. You see, that's why
they were going to go for the painting and smash it over their head in a comedy fashion, but the painting was worth a lot of money.
Right.
It's not very robust.
You'd make a better policeman than I would.
There you go.
It's the same with the Monopoly argument. Why have the top hat or thimble when you can get the little Scottish Terrier? Which, yeah, I mean, you can even make little barking noises with it, can you? Here I come, I'm a terrier. Or keep quiet because I've landed on your Park Lane property. Ooh, don't go there. You felt a bit of a spare this morning.
Yeah, I felt like a spare part because the thing is that we're pre-recording this show.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I mean, I'm used to reading out the emails or maybe asking people to text in. Maybe they could email. We won't get it, but it'll clog up Garvey's box. I mean, that sounds wrong, but, you know.
No, it doesn't. It sounds good, clogging up his box, actually. I think that's what he needs after his Garden Leave stroke album recording. The next band, The Walkmen, apparently they all went to prep school. And I think one thing prep school does is it makes you scared of actually meeting people, doesn't it? Real people like you or I.
Yes.
And I've found when I've met people who went to prep school, they're a little bit like I am when I meet a wasp. Ah! That sort of thing.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing.
So let's hope they get out of prep school soon. This is The Walkmen with Stranded.
Thank you.
stranded and I'm starving.
It's 1969. Little Des O'Connor's been evacuated from Stepney, London, all the way up the road to Northampton. Little Paul Heaton is just 7 years old. Trousers had just been invented. Long hair was no longer a public stoning offence, but an ice cream will soon put that right. Des, in his dick-a-dum-dum lyrics, reflected these changes. I gotta go Piccadilly, Piccadilly of a day to do it on.
A dick-a-dum-dum, a dick-a-dum-dum. A dick-a-dum-dum, a dick-a-dum-dum. Dick-a-dum-dum, a dick-a-dum-dum. A dick-a-dum-dum, a dick-a-dum-dum. I gotta go to Piccadilly, gotta Piccadilly of a day to do it on. Get a-movin' on the Buckingham beat. Go to King's Row, pick me up a nice real sweet girl.
Dick-a-dum-dum, a dick-a-dum-dum. A dick-a-dum-dum, a dick-a-dum-dum. A dick-a-dum-dum, a dick-a-dum-dum. A dick-a-dum-dum, a dick-a-dum-dum.
I gotta go to Portobello, gotta sort of sell a little old antique or two. Blow it all on a Savaro suit. Go to King's Road, pick me up a nice real cute girl.
A dick-a-dum-dum, a dick-a-dum-dum, a dick-a-dum-dum.
Get a cute, get a pretty girl, get a pretty go-go girl and go boy. Saturday, that's a Saturday. Gonna chat away to the girls who stuck to staring shops and boutiques. Lend me your fiver, I'll pay you in a few weeks. I'll take you to there. Even better, get a bus or get a double decker to the town around. Stay aboard till the weather gets dry. Go to King's Road, pick me up a nice real shy girl.
Dick a dum dum, a dick a dum dum, a dick a dum dum.
Get a car, get a mini car, get a mini go-go car and go, boy. Anytime that the day is fine, you can find a line of the boys who stop to seek that certain real one. Lend me your fiver, I'll bring you back a spare one. I gotta go to Piccadilly, gotta Piccadilly of a day to do it on. I gotta move on to Buckingham Beat. Go to King's Road, pick me up a nice real sweet girl.
A dick-a-dum-dum, yeah. A dick-a-dum-dum, a dick-a-dum-dum. 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 A dick-a-dum-dum.
Des O'Connor with Dicka Dum Dum. And before we go, we have to obviously thank Guy and his team for having us in. We have to wish Mike Joyce all the best for next week. And Pete, you've just got a quick Des O'Connor story for us, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. A long while back, I played in a little jazz trio and we got booked to play. It's a large manufacturer of beds who will remain nameless. Their annual conference. It was really strange. We played in Blackburn in a hotel. Other mill towns are available, by the way. And after our set, they said, "And it's Des O'Connor." And out he came for a 40-minute set.
Brilliant.
He looked really orange. No offence, he just did.
Well, yeah.
And halfway through his set, he was kind of swooning some ladies, and he walked backwards towards the stage. And he tripped over the step and fell flat on his face. And it was one of those, I don't like that kind of slapstick because I thought he might have hurt himself.
Yeah.
But it was quite humorous. And he did it in a way, there was no way of covering it up or looking smooth.
He was Norman Wisdom, was he?
No, he wasn't. He had to kind of stumble back up and carry on the rest of his set. He exited very quickly.
Oh, poor old Des. That can happen to the best. And, well, thanks for having us. This is The Smiles and Frowns with Echoes of Time.
My bones are aching and I
lost my mind. My dizzy head is spinning all the time, and I don't know where I'm going. Do I still have time before the sun has left me with no shine? Only the echoes of time, like ripples in the water, or a mother and her daughter, and the sun shining below. Although it's out of sight, we know it's shining through the night, but we don't know if it will last. Although it's here today, we'll turn into the past, and so we wait with